25-186, moved by Councilor Pekkanen, second by Councilor Ryland. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby reconvened into regular open session of council at
6:35.
6:35 PM. Other question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 25-187, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Haspam. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby accept the reports, recommendations, and directions arising from the closed session held on May the 6th, 2025. Call the question. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried. Working on it?
Sure, Michael.
Good question. Okay. New batteries?
No, I've got new ones in. Lawrence, can you hear us okay?
Don't think so.
Audio is garbled. Oh, so put the mic on Zoom line 2. Is that better, Lawrence?
In the spirit of reconciliation and cooperation, we wish to acknowledge that the land on which we gather is the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe and the Mississauga peoples. Its boundaries fall within the Robinson-Huron Treaty of 1850 and the Williams Treaty of 1923. We are grateful to live here, and we thank all the generations of people who have taken care of this land for thousands of years. To honor the suffering of Indigenous people and the love and wisdom they have carried for thousands of years, we pledge to work in community and harmony with each other and the environment we inhabit, and work towards truth and reconciliation. Picking up.
No. The speaker's fine on telecom and then Zoom. So maybe it's just a problem with the closed caption.
Mine's got on, okay. Try again.
Test.
Test 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. No.
So the audio is able to be heard. It's just the closed caption is not working.
So we don't need
no.
We're into open session again, so we'll have a roll call.
Councillor Morley Haskell.
Councillor Debbie Zulak.
Councillor Nick Ryan.
Councillor Mike Pekkanen.
Clerk Administrator Carly Burton.
Deputy Clerk Mary Smith.
Mayor David Gordon. Any declarations of pecuniary and or personal interest in the general nature thereof?
Yes, I have a declaration for 21.2.
Okay, so loaded. Down to 14 on the agenda. We have resolution 25-188, moved by Councillor Pekkanen, second by Councillor Ryan. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby approve the minutes of the April 15th, 2025 regular meeting of Council as circulated. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Okay. Now, resolution 25-189, moved by Councillor Haskins, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the minutes for the Lake Stewardship and Environmental Committee meeting February the 13th, 2025, for information purposes. Any discussion of those minutes? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. On to 16.2, we have resolution 25-190, moved by Councilor Pekkanen, second by Councilor Ryan. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the minutes for the North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit Finance and Property Committee meeting for February the 26th, 2025 for information purposes. Any discussion of those minutes? Hearing none, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 25-191, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Haskin. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the minutes for the Board of Health, North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit meeting for February the 26th, 2025 for information purposes. Any discussion of those minutes? Hearing none, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 25-192, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Kekkonen. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the minutes for the North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit Personnel Policy, Labor/Employee Relations Committee of the Board of Health meeting for November the 27th, 2024 for information purposes. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 25-193, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the minutes for the Recreation Committee meeting, April the 24th, 2025, for information purposes. Any discussion? Mm-hmm. Councillor Zulak?
I just have a question. Morley, did they say Whispering Pine, Whispering River Orchestra, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did they say that they were going to go forward with that or come to council or?
Her intention is, she didn't say 100%. She's starting to get a committee together. She was actually one of the people on our committee would sit on her committee. Got enough on the go. So we didn't really satisfy her there, but I think she plans on going forward with it.
So she would come to staff to book that?
Should she book at Minerva Park if she plans on having that event?
Or do some presentation to council?
September 20th at Minerva Park, Arts Festival by Whispering River Orchestra.
Did they do one last year?
Yeah.
That was a different...
Mm-hmm.
No, it has 2 years.
Yeah,
it'd be nice for them to just coordinate with the office to ensure that the park is available. I don't know if council would like to go through the formal process, but as long as the park's available that day.
I think the feeling is if it's a public park,
especially for that's
entertainment for our local residents, so I hate to start going through. I'm finding out with this fireworks things that the less you need to go through, the better.
Yeah, it's just that we have to decide. We haven't touched on it at all this year, but I know we had fees for township-owned property. And the park used to be on there. A lot of times it was given free of charge, but the only concern would be if it's an actual gathering that's been condoned by the township, it's a liability that concerns you. If people just go in and use it on their own, it's sort of use it over risk, but once you've condoned it and you're supporting it, and I know you don't want to get into liability either, but if somebody gets injured during an organized function that was supported by the Recreation Committee, then it might be a concern. And I'm not sure whether this company has its own
Yeah, I don't believe she said, please make it a recreation event to be covered under the umbrella at all, but if that's something that, an avenue that could be done, kind of thing. Like, we're supportive of the idea, we just couldn't offer up volunteers for it, couldn't commit. Even though there might be a couple that might be involved, they just didn't want to commit, but if it came down to it, are we in a recreation in favor of it and would pass a motion in support of it? Yes, they probably would. So just keep that in mind, I guess, that that's an option.
So how was it run? So the previous 2 years ago, it was under the umbrella of McKellar 150th,
and then I believe last year was through the recreation
committee.
Yes, and that's probably why she came to use us.
Okay, so kind of an oversight that maybe we should have passed a motion that instead of just commenting that we support it, but we don't have volunteers for it, we could, so maybe we could put it on our rec's next agenda.
I believe that's what Joyce did last year.
Okay, so I'll get talking to Joyce and get her to talk to Brenda again and see if that's the process we should follow. Okay.
Okay, any further discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Resolution 25-194, moved by Councillor Keckman, second by Councillor Ryan. It resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar hereby receives a report in MIN-2025-05, broadband ballpark play equipment from Clerk Administrator Carly Griffin, and further direct staff to engage GTV Contracting Inc. to supply, deliver, and install one slide and one swing set as outlined in their quotation dated April the 4th, 2025. Further directs the treasurer to allocate funds for the playground equipment from the township's parkland reserve in accordance with Section 42 of the Planning Act, which permits the use of these funds for park enhancements. Discussion? Have they got a bit of history on this one?
So we've had previous requests from residents in Broadbent to have some play equipment at their park. I believe it was last summer they had a barbecue, and I asked Councillor Haskin to circulate a survey for me so I could gather the age demographic of the children and what their parents may prefer for play equipment in the park. I did gather that and then started looking at vendors to perhaps supply some equipment. At that point, we had a bigger budget of $40,000, and I would contact vendors and they would basically shy me away saying, I'm not going to waste your time with a $40,000 budget. So they've never provided me with a quotation. And then the item came back on our unfinished business, and I had reached out to GTB Contracting in Sudbury, and they were willing to work with me. Currently our budget is now $25,000, and they were able to supply a swing set with two regular bench seats and then two toddler seats and a slide. They were able to also cut out some costs with doing the base and having the certified sand in, which Thomas Stoneman from Public Works Department is able to help with his staff excavate the site and then put in the sand that is standard for play areas. So with the help of the Public Works Department, we were able to keep this under budget. It was kind of interesting to see that the total number of children collected from the survey was 19. I didn't think there was that many out there, and this is only capturing the ones that completed the survey. There may be other children out there that we're not aware of. Additional comments they had for us was possibly a shelter or a gazebo in the future for barbecues, storage areas for toys and equipment that's lockable, like a sea container. And a lot of people stated that they rarely go to the park, but if they had a reason to go to this park, that they would, and new equipment would be one of them.
Okay. Councillor Zulai?
Did they say when they would be able to start that if we... Okay.
They'd have to put the order in with the equipment supplier, and then they would schedule delivery, but it would be for this year. We're hoping some part of the summer, but it may come into the fall.
That's great.
Where would the equipment be placed? I mean, I'm not in the ball diamond, I hope, anyhow. In other words, the area where you just come in the parking lot right there on the left, or the north, if you want to.
Yeah, were you at the barbecue we put on
yes.
last year, Rec put on?
Yeah.
Where we had set up the children's
yeah.
games and all
yeah.
that, basically
that
right
makes sense.
There. Right beside sure. the basketball
okay.
court.
Yeah.
Between the basketball court and where we had the barbecues okay. set up. Because it takes a fair bit of area.
So, it does, yeah, and I don't think that would impinge on that at all either, so I think that's a good idea. And I had assumed that all along. But in the background paragraph, Carly, we mentioned that there's a school bus stop there, which there used to be, but there isn't anymore. So basically, I think we should just delete the last line, the last sentence, if you want to call it that, on that background section, because
okay.
the school bus stops elsewhere now. So it did last year, and for all I know, it could next year, but I mean, speaking at least for my grandkids, I mean, I wouldn't want them getting off the bus there, even if the stop was there, without a parent knowing. And if bags they carry are probably about as heavy as the bag that I carried into this room. They're just unbelievable, right? And they've got everything from soup to nuts stuffed in that bag. So in talking to primarily my daughter-in-law, but some friends of hers that were at her house on the weekend, they were asking if we could get a picnic table in there an outhouse or a privy or whatever you want me to call it, because I guess there isn't anything there at the moment, at least I don't recall.
There is washrooms there.
Is there?
Yeah. Behind
the parking lot. Yeah, as you come in.
Yeah, it's quite right. Obviously the building. Yeah, with two doors on it. And
okay.
And it's actually in not bad shape. It's,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you're going to learn something new.
Yeah.
The other question was, the basketball nets are certainly there, but I mean, there's really not a hard surface to bounce a basketball on. The question was, could we put in, this would be expensive, but I mean concrete, to make it a viable court. And again, it's simply a request, but I mean with nothing to it. We were successful in getting Home Depot to donate five picnic tables for RipFest last year, and I've been talking to some of those guys and saying, can we get some more? But it wouldn't be till the fall, but then, you know, that's better late than never kind of thing. So, and I would think a couple of them would be good rather than just one, because otherwise somebody shows up and starts using the table, then, you know, what are you doing? But anyway, I'm sorry that didn't come out in any of the other surveys, but I don't think really anybody gave it any thought. But yeah, anyway, those are just comments, that's all.
Just on that, Morley, do you think a sandbox would be good?
Well, it would all be, I imagine, all sand at this location.
Okay.
I think it all goes so when they come down the slides and
okay.
Land into
yeah.
Sand and stuff. So
I was just thinking, you know how kids like to play in the sand?
Yeah, it'd be nice to do some sort of a border and keep the sand enclosed away from the grass portion. There used to be that when we had playground equipment there a long time ago, we actually had a PT border going around kind of thing. At one time, it was a nice set of what we thought was nice playground equipment there, but disappeared. And at the time, it didn't matter too much because there wasn't a kid population in Broadman. And since I'm on a little bit of a spiel, was this emailed to any of the ones that fill out the survey currently, this proposal?
No, now that you say that, I forgot to.
Okay, well, that's good because actually I was at a meeting, a Broadman Snowbug committee meeting, and I think there's four or five parents on that committee that were there, and I asked them, did you receive an email? And they said no. So anyways, I said, well, if you go on the township website and go on the agenda, you can find the information, you know, see what's being proposed there. So since they hadn't, I took it upon myself to say, well, this is what the proposal is to go there. You know, what do you think of that? Oh, they're happy to see a playground equipment, but they really frowned on this slide.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was the best thing.
It worried me too when I look at it. Maybe it's just a...
Right away, one of them says, oh, my kid's going to climbing up that. What, you know, if they let go and fell, like, that's quite a drop. So, yeah, they had a concern over that, and they just visualized something. Like, you look at the rest of our playground equipment, I went around to them all in the last week, and like, they're like mansions compared to what we're proposing. The swing set is wonderful. But that, because kids like to go into a climb up on something, congregate kind of thing, so they don't have the space, so they just climb a ladder and go down a slide. I'd like to, so anyways, I said to them, well, if you're not happy with that, would you be willing to wait a year and get something that's maybe a little better? And they said, yeah, we'd wait a year. Now, the four parents there, their kids are... One actually isn't even quite born, but between them, they have seven kids in this, like younger kids. Eh? So yeah, they can wait. I don't think we have too many, because this playground trip is good to kids up to 12. And most of the kids, I think, in Broadbent are quite young.
They were all under 12.
Yeah. So anyways, I went on the same company that was Henderson Equipment that's supplying this to the contractor. And I went on there, and I'm pretty sure the next step up would be to go to something more like that, which is more similar to what we have in all our other parks. This is probably still a lower grade than we have in the other parks, because we really ended up with the good equipment at the other ones. So this just creates more of a landing, some more things for them to do. So they said they'd be willing to wait a year if we could go to.
How much was that?
I don't know.
I think that's important because that's what you discovered, the cost of this equipment.
Oh, yes, it's very important. So if we could get a price on stepping to that one compared to that, and whether we could budget for it in the upcoming year, or if something happened, we got our parkland account up a little bit more, or there is recreation reserves also, kind of thing. I think one is at 41,000, which might have got us to this kind of thing. So I'm just wondering, I'm asking, at least that's the information I got from four parents in Broadbent, that they'd be happy to wait a year if it meant getting something more like this.
Now that's separate from the swings, though. That's more for the slide. So would they be willing to go for the swings, at least?
Oh yeah, the swings are excellent. I even agree. And they thought, yeah, excellent swings. It's just because kids like to climb up and congregate, kind of thing. So that gives them the opportunity. They got the landings in there to congregate. So, so that's my input on it.
So the photos in the in this report, these were provided by the company?
Correct.
This is exactly what's in the slide that's going to be provided?
Yes, it was provided by the company and with the proposal.
Because when you look at actually the sort of schematic diagram, it shows almost a different type of setup where you come up and it almost seems like you're coming to a landing and the steps are coming up on a bit of an angle.
Yes, that's correct.
So they don't seem to represent the same image.
Hmm. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So the picture's deceiving, and the ladder is actually on a little bit more of an angle. So that way, when they do fall from the top, they bang off all around. Not a direct flight to the ground. But they can fall off anything, and that's how they learn not to. So anyways, that's my input. I would, the motion's there. I would like to either defeat it or defer it if this council feels that they might be open to seeing if we can get more money together and look at get repricing it. And even if it meant putting get a price again this year to be prepared for an early next year installation.
Is there a possibility that you say deferral and get an actual, I don't know whether they've got this instructed somewhere to get an actual photograph as opposed to what they sent us of what this would look like the Councillor Kekkonen said, maybe get a more realistic picture of what it's going to be. You're right. I mean, when we started these other ones, we got two of the 1 year at $11,000 each for the whole set, which was really good. Now it's all time sensitive, of course. And the other one was for 2 years. The year after that, we got two more, and they were at the beaches and whatever park, and here at the community center, we've got one out at Maplewood, I guess, and one at Stewart Park. We're not going to get those deals again.
No.
Because I went on and priced as well, and they are outrageous, the cost. And a lot of times, they don't even tell you the price. They say, well, contact us, and we'll negotiate. And I'm sure that's what you've been through. And so it's just a question of where do we start? If we can get a more accurate picture of what the slide actually looks like, I'd hate to just say no slide. If it is different from the picture they sent us, it would be a starting point, and along with the swing set. And they at least see that it's a multi-year project, perhaps, but it's a beginning. Councillor Kekkonen?
And the slide, the unit price for the slide is $7,488, and the unit price for the swings is $4,284, and the installation is $8,000. So are they going to come down here from Sudbury and do this job for $7,000 if we just order the swings?
That's a good question, too. Yeah, it's a return on investment for them.
But if we deferred this and then could get a quote from them on the alternate swings, or sorry slides, then we could decide at that point, right? But it would be worthwhile knowing, yeah, are they going to, including driving down here, maybe.
That's the slide.
Yeah, but they're saying 72.
72 inches high, I think. Is
high?
What it
is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only
6'5". Yeah, I think that's the
maximum. Maybe
that
would
allow a child to fall or something.
Yeah, and they've got freight in there too, so logically they are planning to come and do it.
I went on Wayfair and found ones that were similar, and Yes. Realistically, if they give us a price, it's probably going to be from 7,000 to that to, who knows, maybe 35,000 to 40,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a realistic hit. So if it could be, so the budget might be 30,000 more. So
the largest cost isn't necessarily the equipment itself. It's the delivery, the installation,
oh, yeah,
and the playing surface. Like, take what the equipment is and then double it. That's what
yeah.
I found.
Yeah, yeah, they'd be making more money than even what the quote says, I'm sure, because of markup, and I see they're putting in a tariff charge. They're going to get the 10,000 for coming down here for a day kind of thing. And I was talking to somebody else in not that exact business, but you can go ahead, a company can take the course to install playground equipment. That's our problem, not too many have taken the course. And it's not real complicated. If we had a local company to take that course, I think you can. I think they have one in Kingston for, and I think it's a 2-day course, and that would then allow you to supervise the installation of this playground equipment, so kind of thing. So it's too bad. It's a lucrative business. What's happening here in installing playground equipment, because it's such a limited amount of companies have bothered with that course. So, but anyways. Regardless, yeah, I'm just wondering if council would look at pricing out that one and then try to make a decision. And I know we haven't got the money this year, but like I say, at least those four parents said they'd be willing to wait for another year if we thought we could come up with the more money to purchase this one.
Well, for deferring, we just need direction. Then you say to get a price on that one or a more accurate picture of what they sent us. Because obviously that's going to be a lot more than this one.
I did ask for a quotation on that a piece of equipment. I just haven't received a
right.
response yet.
Yes, so that's big. Once you get that quote, maybe hopefully by the next council meeting, or maybe we can look at it again.
Yes, but the problem is we wouldn't have the funds for it.
Well, I know, but we'd have to say, okay, but that's maybe affordable next year. Let's.
Yeah, even if council wanted to defeat this resolution, it's still on the unfinished business, and then perhaps we could take this project and put it as a capital project for 26 and kind of better lay it out. And,
mm-hmm.
and obviously funds will have to come from elsewhere because our parkland isn't big enough.
Right, which hopefully maybe we'll work on. But like I said, there is 41,000, I believe, in one of the recreation reserves that, you know, we could pull 20 out of there, and if we can budget another 20 next year, well, then we get something that I just see parents really wanting to take their children there to play. The children would want to go compared to just a slide. Because it's kind of unfortunate. A lot of parents have this in their own yards kind of thing. Eh? But we want to create a community place where they'll go for community kind of thing.
So would we still try and get the swing set?
I have to go back to the company and see how much that changes the quote, just
yeah.
as it was previously mentioned.
Yeah.
They may have to up their price.
So I just wondered, are we going to do that to see?
I could ask, yes.
Yeah, because if they're coming to do that, that's swing set. They're obviously, their labor charge is going to go up some, but I don't see it being a lot more. You know, they're coming already. They're going to be there. I can't see installing this one to be a tremendous amount of money more than that. So it's basically boils down to the material difference.
No, I meant, like, for now, do you think they would come and just do the swing set if the prices...
Yeah, probably economically it'd be better having
yeah,
them come
know.
At the same time. But we could look at that as coming this year to do the swings and then next year to do the other one. Yeah, that's an option. That would get something there this year.
Because possible that the majority of that installation cost is actually for the swing sets.
It could be.
When you look at the tube, it looks like it's interesting though, because the schematic diagram, it's labeled model number B312852R0, and that's the number for the slide. So it's hard to sort of. And it doesn't have my address.
Yeah, because on the other layout sheet, it shows you that there actually being an angle. When you go up the steps, you actually turn for almost a 45-degree angle go down the slide. It doesn't look that way on this picture.
Yeah. And there, it seems like there's a platform at the top of the steps.
It says comes
yeah.
with foot.
Comes with what?
Does that mean 6 foot CW hood? Does that mean comes with a hood?
A hood over the slide.
Yeah.
So
of that platform, maybe. Of this platform?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
yeah,
know.
It's just it's in between the two pieces there. It's like a you can sort of see it, it's beige. It's a hard picture.
Oh.
Oh, is that what they call
oh,
it?
Oh, I see.
Foot?
Yeah,
see
that.
Platform.
In front of
the
see like
kids would have to go under it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Whatever you think, Charlie. If the council's willing to defeat it, then or kind
yeah,
of
if it's defeated, I'll still work on it because it's part of unfinished business, and then we'll just kind of reevaluate how it's going to
okay.
be.
And I must say, your report was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
It was just tremendous
yeah.
report. It's just it's unfortunate you're, I think, too limited in funds.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's very expensive.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Okay, any further discussion? I'll call the question then. All those in favor? One. Those opposed?
So, well,
oh,
so
sorry.
Are we directing? So Carly's going to... Is there going to be another motion come to the table at another time if this is defeated?
She's going to work on
so just getting the swing
set. Budgeting for 2026 more detail.
Updated report, basically, I guess. Huh?
But the possibility of the swing set in this year.
Yeah.
I don't see that if we defeat this, to be honest. If we defer it, but then you can investigate that if you defeat it.
I think we need to... I'm going to... recommend that we defer it so we can see if we can get the swing sets this year.
Yeah, I don't see the harm in just deferring. And you can still do what's required to get a price on the other one.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, the item in unfinished business is quotation for playground equipment for Broad Brent Ballpark, but I'm not sure about the specific details. But
okay, call the question once again. Those for deferral. Okay, so it's deferred.
Basically, for more information,
yeah.
You know, a lot of times we defer for that.
On to 17.2. Now, resolution 25-195 of the Council of Zulac, Secretary Councillor Haskell. The result of the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received report PW-2025-02. Roadside brush cutting, culverts and couplers, seasonal toilet rentals, and expression of interest for roadside grass cutting for information purposes. And further, that the following tender be awarded as outlined. RFQ 2025-06, roadside brush cutting, awarded to 2MI brushing, quotation amount of $17,250 plus HST of $2,242.50. For a total quotation of $19,492.50. And RFQ culverts and couplers awarded to Hub Cap, quotation amount of $9,730 plus HST of $1,264.90 for a total quotation amount of $10,994.90. And RFQ seasonal portable toilet rental awarded to Week Construction with a quotation amount of $5,705. Discussion.
So I do have a question regarding the RFQ for culverts and couplers. Each of the tenders that came in ranged from 9,000 to about 11,000. So the amount that was budgeted was 21,000. So I just want to make sure that something wasn't off in either the tender, because if we budgeted 21,000, then you, and knowing the price of the culverts and couplers in the past, you would expect that the amount that the tenders that came in would be very close as any of these other tenders, these other two tenders we received. So I just want to make sure that there wasn't some type of error in something in the documents or what was put out there that we aren't getting expecting to purchase when there was 100% difference in the tender prices coming in and the what was budgeted?
Some of the variation could be the material of the culvert. Some are plastic, some are stainless steel. With the U.S. tariffs, that has also put an impact on prices. So where vendors are receiving their culverts from, whether that be the States or Canada, that could also have an impact as well.
That's not really what I was asking. We budgeted $21,000, and these tender amounts, they all came in between $9,000 and $11,000. So was there something that, if there was a budget for $21,000, you expected that the tender amounts coming in would be close to what the budgeted amount were, because all the other two tenders in this motion came very close to the budgeted amount.
My apologies, I misunderstood your question. So the public works superintendent did verify how many culverts he needed, and a request was put out.
Sorry, I can speak on this. And it's if you, in the report, it does say that this allows the township to build up an inventory as needed. So he wanted a certain amount that he needed at the present time, but he wanted to make sure, because they were low in stock, that when he needed more, that it was in the budget for him to purchase more if necessary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
No, that makes sense. I was just wondering the difference in dates. This is RFQ, so I'm not sure how it was actually done. One came in March 27th, and then the other for April 28th. All I want to make sure of is that whoever it was advertised, I guess it was done through the tender, or did he just do that on an invitational?
It was advertised as a tender as well, and it was invitational. So all three of these companies were given the RFQ, and it was on the website as well.
Okay, so I just want to make sure, and I'm sure it was all done correctly, the March 27th was kept closed, and so that wouldn't have been, the other companies wouldn't have known about it.
Correct.
Okay, so it wasn't actually open until the 29th, all three, right?
Yes.
Else on the RFQ. I guess the other thing comes up too for the portable toilet rentals, same sort of question. One come in a month before the others. And to be honest, I watched the, maybe that was an invitational because I don't think it was on the website that way.
Sorry.
I don't think that one for the portable toilet rentals was ever on the website. So was that just invitational through, he talked to different people, different companies? How did he actually do that? Do you know?
I believe emails were sent out.
Okay. My only concern was that if it's invitational, that's fine, but others wouldn't have had an opportunity if it wasn't on the website. It wasn't further advertised. And so I just wanted to make sure we get as much advertising as we can, as wide as possible.
For our procurement policy, because the dollar amount for the portable toilets was lower, he just needs to obtain three, four informal quotations, and that can be done by email or phone call.
Okay, informal, that's good. Do we know actual locations? And I noticed the week's truck out here as a low bid today. Do we know where these portable toilets are going?
In the existing spots that they are currently, Weeks did change out the ones at the transfer station because we have staff working there, and it's available for the public. The other toilets will be delivered prior to the May 24th weekend, or Victoria Day long weekend.
Okay, and that'll be in Minerva Park?
Yes.
Two or three down there, do we know?
Two.
Okay, because we had three some of the years, didn't we? I'm sure we did. I'm not sure what the reasoning was, whether one was unisex. I don't know how they did it, but
somehow I thought one of them was
accessible.
Yeah, accessible.
Yeah.
One
is accessible.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we have one out here then?
Correct.
So we're not using the
beachgoers, especially on the weekends when the facilities at the community center are closed.
Okay.
What about over there? It's not open? At the...
The arena ones? Yes, they are open.
So they'll be open in the summer?
Correct.
And it would be nice if somebody put the lights off on those ones that are on. Any night I come over to check. The lights are still left on. I see that that's another whole area, but that's a general concern, I guess, of the whole building. Basement light is left on regularly. And the washroom lights on occasion. And the one night, all of the lights are left on, like we just said. So I don't know if you followed up on that. That's another issue. Anything else on this particular resolution? No, I think, too, with the toilet rentals, it was, I think the public works superintendent was going to instruct the company to ensure that they were cleaned or removed, whatever they do with them, prior to any of the major events that we do it on a regular basis. We don't want a situation that, since they're new to the what we normally get, we have to make sure that they're well maintained. So. Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 25-196, move of Councillor Keckinen, second of Councillor Ryan, be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive report PW-2025-03, micro seal tender 2025-07, 1.8 kilometers of Balsam Road and 2.6 kilometers of Manitou Drive for information purposes, and further that the following tenders be awarded as outlined. Tender 2025-07, a micro seal, 1.8 kilometers of Balsam Road and 2.6 kilometers of Manitou Drive, awarded to Dunkor Enterprises, Inc., bid amount of $145,992, plus HST of $18,978.96, for a total bid of $164,970.96. Discussion? Now, I think in that particular case, it was over what was budgeted for.
Correct.
But he thinks in the report that we can find that money with other changes, I guess, alterations to the budget.
So 10,000 out of Culver's.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Connect the two. You're sharp tonight. That's good. Yeah. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Gary? Resolution 25-197, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar hereby received Herdville Bridge Railing Replacement Tender 2025-10. Report from RHH Engineering for information purposes. And further, that the following tender be awarded as recommended by RHH Engineering. The tender 2025-10, Herdville Bridge Railing Replacement, awarded to A to Z, or A to Z Civil, for the total tender price of $212,440.00. Discussion? Just for clarification, I know it's in the agenda package, but the next lowest bid there was, what was it, 282,000?
Yeah, quite a bit more.
And what he had said there, too, about, I guess it's 3 to 4 weeks now, as far as closure time. And the public will be well aware of that before anything starts. We still have nothing back on the Ministry of Natural Resources?
No, we checked back with them today.
Okay. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 25-198, moved by Councillor Keffin and second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive McKellar ball field supply and installation of fencing and supply and placement of topsoil, sod, granulars, and hydro seed. Tender results report from RHH Engineering. engineering for information purposes. Further, that the following tenders be awarded as recommended by RHH Engineering. The tender 2025-08, supply and placement of topsoil, sod, granulars, and hybrid seed, awarded 2 weeks construction for the total tender price of $133,662.05. And the tender 2025-09, supply and installation of ball field fencing, awarded to Morrow Fence and Guide Railing Contractors Limited for the total tender price of $66,783.00. Discussion?
You want your copy back, Deb, that I took?
No, it's okay. No. No, it's good.
How does that fall on the budget, those figures, then?
So this puts us at approximately $35,000 over budget, but the treasurer is confident that if council accepts these tenders, that we can do an amendment later in the year, and it will be either taken from the levy or reserves.
Any further discussion?
Just a question. Carly, do you know, it says hydro seed and sod. Do you know where is the sod?
The sod will be on the actual playing surface of the ball field, and the hydro seed will be around the parking lot areas, the banks.
You know, overall, I was pleasantly surprised by the prices. You know, the way things are going nowadays, I thought, well, that's not too bad now. As far as the fencing goes, right now the pricing is with no gates whatsoever then anywhere, right?
That's
so
correct.
Whether we want to get serious about our thoughts about that and to make changes, I'm sure we can accept the bid and then maybe just deal with that company, I guess, to see about if we want either gates to get through here or around to be open in the wintertime. Or am I just off in outer space?
I did speak to the engineer, and he recommended against putting gates in the fencing system, and perhaps the snowmobilers using a different route and not traveling over the playing surface as well.
Yeah,
okay.
He may not be a snowmobiler, but he's looking at the investment in the ball field, I think, and what could happen to the field. So.
But wouldn't it be hard too if we get a lot of snow opening and closing the gates?
Yeah, you'd have to make sure it was done before the snow came. I'm sure there's a way of working around it. But it was a concern, was it not, if we want to like to circle around to you brought up, Dave, about like per
day?
Well,
yes, and I haven't got any feedback yet on the road going down through there. So I know they're leveling some of the sand there today, but I have no feedback on whether it can be done or not. First of all, when the tender was actually opened, I brought up the issue, and he thought it was between the washrooms and the storage room and the septic. So he said, there's no way you have the mantle there. I said, well, no, it's on the other side, the south side, and put a roadway along there. And I noticed that this year the fair is now advertising that they are going to have a youth parade, and they're gathering, I guess, at the youth room. They don't even know the route yet. And I just thought if we could get that, I mean, that would be ideal to come up from the parking area. And it doesn't have to be that wide. And you could have people standing along the route there that they can progress up to the gazebo. And but I'll have to talk to Public Works Super again and see what... I still think there's room between the fence they're putting up and the actual overhang of the ring.
Right.
But that hasn't been confirmed. He was going to look into it, but I hadn't heard anything.
And then depending where we put the bleachers too, if we had room
right.
for them over on the third base side, well then, yeah, that would allow room between the arena and the
yeah.
fencing of the... So as long as... I believe they built out quite a good distance
yeah.
that way too, around the third base area, so there may be room for the bleachers in that area.
Councilor Peckham?
I'm wondering, could we have a summary report at some time of how much we have budgeted for this, where we're at? Just because if we need more money for any other things, bleachers, so we need to build up the parkland reserves a little bit so that there's money available. Oh, so we got something.
Thank you. Fairly new bleachers that were purchased out here, I guess, at the previous council.
Yeah, we should be okay for bleachers.
Yeah.
Obviously, they will come from over here once. once that field's done, and T-ball will be done here.
Right.
And put them over there, I guess.
Yeah.
And they will never need to come back over here because kids' ball then the next year will be over there.
Well, the other thing on fair day, I know they use it for the horse show. They have bleachers outside, so.
Well, that's a good point. Maybe we need a couple more sets of bleachers if we could budget for it somehow or another in the future. Or just more moving of them, that's all.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see an update from Roshan as far as compared to the grant, too.
Yeah, and the grant.
And then we can ask Braden Smith when he gets here for more running.
Yeah.
$35,000.
We need to figure it out.
But like you were saying, the Roshan thing, we'll just it'll move things around and make it work. I got to talk to him about that playground equipment, obviously, too.
You heard the discussion on these? Oh. Call the question. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
Well, hopefully there's not too many more additional costs from that with the way prices are. If we can, if that's the area we're in, that's pretty good, I think, overall for the project.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether the township's involved just doing the cutting at the entrance of the concrete, or
yes,
they're
yeah.
going to do it? Okay. We're on to 19.1. We have resolution 25-199. With the Councillor Zudak, second by Councillor Haskin, be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive a donation request from the Near North Prime Stoppers 27th Annual Golf Tournament commencing on Friday, June the 20th, 2025 at Highview Golf Course for information purposes. And further, that the NNCS serves the districts of Nipissing and Berry Sound as a registered charitable program enhancing safety through anonymous tips. And further, that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby donate a $150 tax deductible sponsorship of the NNCS 27th Annual Golf Tournament, and further that the Council of the Township of McKellar directs staff to notify the NNCS of the Township's sponsorship and to provide the Township's logo to NNCS to display at the golf tournament on the NNCS website and on other social media platforms to show McKellar Township's commitment to Crime Stoppers. Discussion? Councilor Zula?
Where is Highview Golf Course?
I assume it's in North Bay, but I don't know that.
North Bay?
It would be in North Bay,
I found the same thing. I'm looking at the poster going, well, it doesn't even tell me where it is, but I guess if you live there, you know that, so.
Yeah, as far as being recognized at the event, McKellar Township, I don't think it means a lot, but I definitely am in favor of Crime Stoppers.
Yeah.
So I would be a supporter of that motion.
Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. To 19.2, resolution 25-200, moved by Councillor Tekken and second by Councillor Ryland. Whereas the province recognizes there is a housing crisis in Ontario, whereas the province is incentivizing municipalities and others to significantly increase the housing supply, and whereas the municipality of McDougall, the township of McKellar, and other area municipalities have continued to see an increase in the number of residential building permits being issued, particularly following COVID, and whereas schools are an integral part of supporting the province's priority to build more homes, and whereas the West Berry Sound community remains concerned about the size, the safety of students, and the creation of an environment conducive to learning in the new JK-12 school, and whereas the incorporation of portables or pods into the design of a new school heightens these concerns, therefore be resolved that the province be requested to reconsider the decision to close McDougall Public School, and that the Near North District School Board's funding be adjusted to appropriately reflect the school remaining open, and that copies of this resolution be sent to the Minister of Education, Paul Calandra, Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, Rob Flack, Premier Doug Ford, MPP Graydon Smith, the heads of council of the municipalities of the Archipelago, Carling, Perry Sound, McKellar, Seguin, and Whitestone, and the Near North District School Board. Discussion?
this motion is forceful enough. When you look at item number 25.8 in the consent agenda and Mr. Calandra's statement for the reasons outlined above, I'm informing you that it is my intent to propose a new government regulation to authorize me as a minister to intervene in this fiscally irresponsible board decision. However, it is my hope that you and your board will realize the gravity of your decision and reverse it quickly without the need for the ministry to take further steps in the interests of the students, families, and taxpayers. So I'm not sure if this motion is forceful enough as a response to Mr. Calandra's statements regarding what the board is trying to do to accommodate the citizens that know what the needs are firsthand in this area.
Well, we do have responses from the Near North Board and actually from Braden Smith now. Online, and somebody else wrote into supporting these resolutions.
Matt Richter did.
Who is it?
Matt Richter.
Who Matt Richter. Green Party. Green Party. That's right. That's good.
Yeah, that was on Parasun.com today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I read it. So,
I'm just thinking that the misinformation that Minister Calandra has, I think, is being directed back to him so that he is aware of what's going on. He sounds very forceful there, very threatening, and he does have the authority to do that, of course, but I'm thinking what we're doing is supporting McDougal, supporting all the townships in the area. I don't know how much more detail we can go other than it's the Near North Board that has to make the decision, I guess, and that's who they'll be negotiating with, because he threatens, of course, reduce funding to them for other things in the area, and they'll have to find their money elsewhere. Whether that's carried through or not, or whether it's just the first volley that he sends out as the new Minister of Education, I don't know. I don't know how much more forceful we can be at this point without all of the facts, other than supporting what the other ones, leading the charge, what they're doing. Unless you have a resolution that's more forceful.
No, just, you know, it did catch my attention, the letter that he had sent, 25.8. And, you know, statements such as the ministry has invested nearly $60 million towards the K-12 school project, but changing the course of keeping McDougal open, it's going to cost taxpayers new capital expenditures up to $50 million. How is keeping McDougal open going to cost the taxpayers $50 million in capital expenditures and ongoing operating expenses of $10
million. I agree, that's why I call it misinformation.
Yeah, because they also said, too, that the Near North School Board said that they had no communication regarding having McDougal School left open, and he's saying that it was open for
French school.
And they said, and the school board said they've had no communication whatsoever with it being kept open, so there's something screwy.
Oh, I was just going to say, those figures that Mike mentioned may not just be to do with McDougal School and the Perry Sound School. Could be the Near North whole budget, what they have in their budget, but I'm only assuming also.
Councilor Rod, good point.
I was just going to say that it appears to me, this is just a personal opinion, that this is an agenda. Some people that we've mentioned, but anyhow, I won't say more.
Well, we do note that there are three or four boards, I don't think ours is on the list, where they're actually threatening going in and taking over. They're running on the board's gone, effectively. So they're certainly making inroads on what's happening. And I think the Toronto District School Board is one of them, which is major. It's certainly the province, and I don't know where they get the personnel to go in and take over from what the trustees have been doing. But I think it is just the tip of the iceberg, and it sounds like the same type of language that he's using for other school boards as well. So we'll have to see where it goes. But the one thing we have in our favor is that the Near North Board is supporting keeping it open, and it's under their jurisdiction. I know they're all creatures of the province, just as we are. So the province can do what he's threatening, I suppose. But will they? I don't know. Any further discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. 3, we have resolution 25-201, moved by Councillor Haskam, second by Councillor Zulak. Whereas Canada continues to face a devastating crisis of intimate partner violence, IPV, and whereas 4 in 10 women in this country have experienced IPV in their lifetime, and Indigenous women are twice as likely to be affected, and whereas the Moose High campaign is an Indigenous-led grassroots movement with men and all Canadians standing up against violence towards women and children, now therefore be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar supports the Moose High campaign and is committed to ending violence against women and children. Further, that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar call upon the Government of Canada and all Canadians to commit to supporting the Moose High campaign and to wear the Moose High pin to symbolize their commitment to end violence against women and children. And further, that the Council urge the federal or provincial government to ensure adequate resourcing is being provided to Indigenous organizations who are proactively working to end violence against Indigenous women and children. And further, that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar direct staff to work with the Moose High campaign by confirming participation on Moose High Campaign Day, Thursday, May the 15th, 2025, requesting and wearing Moose High pins and by sharing the Moose High campaign on social media. Discussion? Councillor Zulak.
So are we requesting pins if we pass this motion?
Talk to staff, that's what it says.
And then what would you do with the pins?
Staff would wear them unless there's a council meeting. And
okay.
You can
I just wondered if they were for the public.
No, just for the staff.
Yeah.
Any idea how long it takes to get them? It might be an issue, but anyway.
Yeah.
So you can only do what you can do. So.
Any further discussion? Question? All those in favor? Not opposed? Carried. Resolution 25-12, St. Stephen's Church cleaning. We just need some background on this, I guess, until we get a resolution prepared. From what I understand, a resolution came from the Historical Committee. Was that in the package?
Yes.
Okay. So the public has seen the resolution. And I guess it's just a question of maybe we can turn to a representative. I'll put Councillor Keckerman on the spot here. But the procedure that was used, and I know before we ran into a bit of concern with the roof and the replacement, and that was accepted and then defeated. So I just want to know the procedure for the cleaning. At first glance, it seems, I don't know what's involved, quite steep, but I don't know what went into it and how it was decided.
So I did consult with our treasurer, Roshan Cantilla, throughout this entire process, because I wanted to ensure that everything aligned with the procurement bylaw number 2019-44. And so it's all it requires is two informal quotes, either by telephone or email, because it does fall within the $5,001 to $15,000 stipulation for the
I don't have the bylaw in front of me. Does that say for staff, department heads, or committees, or I'm just not sure who this applies to.
So the so that's one thing that I noticed with the procurement bylaw. It is it's quite vague when it comes to what expectations of committees. But it can be interpreted that Roshan, the treasurer, is the department head for committees. So that with his approval, then it wouldn't even have to come before council. And this was a discussion with him. And that's all he needed was a resolution from the committee. And then as the department head, he could approve it. And then there would be a budget bylaw amendment, because, and that's another question asked with Roshan, was do you want this to come before council before the third reading of the budget so that it doesn't require a budget bylaw amendment? And he preferred that it be brought before council after the budget is passed, so so that it doesn't interfere, or, you know, have to make adjustments in the budget for a $7,000 amount that changes all the other numbers within the budget. So it could have gone been passed before passing of the budget, but that was his recommendation. He wanted it the committee to pass the resolution, he didn't want it interfering with the final reading of the budget.
Yeah, which we've talked about before, but it was another issue. I think we decided to let it go until to make amendments to the budget rather than change all the figures.
So the amount, we had a quote last year, it was quite a bit less, so we were quite shocked that this one had come in. The previous one was a little over $1,000 last year, and so we never heard back from that company. They never completed, they never came out to do the cleaning, and we never heard back from them. So because we have the sort of grand reopening August 22nd this year, same day as the ballpark and Graydon Smith coming out, then we felt it was sort of urgent to get this done now so that we can do any preparation work within the structure itself. So the so as you can see, this one came in at $7,345. Yeah. And so the committee members had a good, thorough discussion about it, and basically came to the realization that the quote that we received last year wasn't realistic. If you go inside the building itself, you'll notice that the roof structure, which is the most important for cleaning, because, you know, there's 100 years of bat and mouse droppings up there and dust, it wouldn't be practical you couldn't really expect that it would have been cleaned to the extent that the committee would like it to be, because the previous proposal was going to be just using a stepladder. This proposal is using actual scaffolding, and so you know that they're going to be up and being able to actually do a thorough cleaning job, working in a safe safe platform, and taking their time and doing a good job and actually disinfecting the surfaces that we want disinfected. So the committee itself realized that this was more than they had expected, but it certainly was more in line with that, you know, the job that they're expecting is actually what the job that's going to be done. And plus the amount of 5 days instead of a couple of days, and 3 employees instead of 1 or 2 in the previous proposal.
Okay, so that's more information for council that you've got 5 days. That was in the proposal, I guess. We didn't see it, so.
So the, okay. Give me a moment, I'll get the proposal.
Now, does this company, too, Cottage Contracting, are they from there? Are they familiar with them? Do they have any background in doing this? My concern is, I guess, that they have liability coverage when they're going up that high.
Yeah, so we did receive their WSIB statement of account and certificate of liability insurance. So they sent that right away so that the committee could actually be reassured that they had the proper coverage for liability and WSIB. And so the scope of work is mobilization of crew, 3 personnel for 5 full days, set up and dismantling of scaffolding and safety planking to access elevated areas, manual scrubbing and disinfection of all audible or accessible surfaces, and removal of debris, including interior roof structure and rafters, upper and lower walls, window panes, frames and sills, baseboards and floor trim, doors, exterior and interior and exterior, and door frames, all floors scrubbed and sanitized, use of commercial grade disinfectants and cleaning agents, final inspection and touch-up detailing before handoff. So there would be an inspection, quality control of the committee members that before they actually, so that everyone was satisfied that what was being promised is actually what was being fulfilled. So
Councilor Zulai.
So are you suggesting, Mike, that this be deferred until after the budget is passed, the third reading?
I think it can just, Roshan didn't want it to interfere with the third reading of the budget, but I think we can still just looking at the
well, being transferred from a reserve, you wouldn't think it would really have that much of a it's still an expenditure kind of
because we didn't budget this, so it's not in the historical committee budget for this year, so it has to be transferred budget bylaw amendment and then transferred out of reserve. So I'm just wondering the timing of this. So
I can add
a day
after passing the budget, like have a budget amendment including that transfer.
Right at the end, following the third reading of the budget. Right at the very end.
I think it's great to have it finally cleaned up. I guess the question I have, and I know you probably can't answer it, the overall plan for this, if it's all cleaned once, is it going to get dirty again from disuse over the years? Like, what's the big plan? And I guess similar to what you had asked for the ball field, because we have a grant for St. Stephen's. I think we're well over the grant. I'm not sure of the breakdown. I think we must be. Most of that was for exterior work, I guess, in the windows. And then you're working on the parking lot, getting that transferred over. Now, is that an ownership transfer of the parking lot, or is that an easement?
It's an easement.
So the township won't own the property. We'll just be using it. Okay. My question is, I guess it's a breakdown. Do we have a breakdown of costs to date? And even the reserve account for St. Stephen's, I'm not sure. That's where money's been put from the historical committee, I guess, over the end of the year in December. I'm not sure what kind of a reserve account that is. I can't see it being that great.
That's what I thought it was, around 15,000.
Yeah, so there's two reserves. There's the St. Stephen's Reserve and then the Historical Committee Reserve.
Okay.
And each of them had over 10,000 in there. So we looked at the amount that was available for the cleaning for St. Stephen's and the St. Stephen's Historical Reserve account had enough to cover the cleaning for this contract. But I did go take a look after last Wednesday's historical committee meeting, and like on the floor inside there were thousands of dead flies. So immediately I said, as soon as we get the deep clean done, we need to put up fly tape and mouse traps so that we're being proactive, so that all this work that's being going in expenditure, that we can at least try to maintain the interior to a certain degree of cleanliness. So
now, has any, I know even at the United Church here that's used regularly, they still have a fly problem that they have to take care of. My concern, I guess, down the road, I don't know what you're working on as far as the future use of that. I'm not sure whether NOHFC will be questioning that or not. I think there was probably in the grant a proposal what it's going to be used for, community events. Has anything been done yet as far as, or you're waiting until everything's ready?
Or you can't go in there and start using it until it's
No, I'm not using it. I'm just saying to do a survey of the people, especially in Broadman. You've got a group now starting, I think, at the park and at the get-together. Has a survey been done, or is it going to be done for what they'd like to see it used for once it's cleaned up? So it can be used on a regular basis, whether it be for cards or whatever. What I'm looking at here, of course, it's a little different situation because you're in a cemetery. There's only so much you can do with the property. But I'm wondering, too, and even with the Hemlock one, the no washroom facilities, is that, again, something in the long-range plan that it's going to be used for the community, or is it just for short-term community use that they wouldn't need a washroom immediately? I'm just trying to anticipate some questions that Braden may be asking or maybe not. I don't know.
We've had those discussions, and, long-term We all know that that's a huge expenditure. Now you're talking about septic system, power. So this is something that would be done in sort of phases. What we can do now without power, without septic, for the grand reopening. So then we definitely have to rent some porta potties for that event. And the other thing is parking was an issue. That's why I initiated the seeing if we could obtain a bit of land for parking, because previously you could maybe park five cars there along the laneway, and very difficult for those coming and those leaving to be able to negotiate that area. So parking was a high priority in the long-term plan. So the hope is that the broadband snowbugs may utilize it for possible meetings, just to keep it as part of...
keep people going in and out and using it, eh?
And so in the proposal, there were numerous ideas put forward for the use of it. And actually, the gentleman who is allowing for the easement on title of the parking area, he had put forward quite a few ideas that were incorporated into the proposal. So the hope is that on the grand reopening, that some of the individuals that he knows can put on workshops and different types of events would be there, and exhibiting the different sort of wellness type of mentioned, like yoga, and then there's different sort of storytelling and writing workshops and that kind of stuff. So, and as well on the grand reopening, the goal is to have a lot of people from Broadbent there so that they know it's open and it's available for their use, as a community. So, there will be some things organized for that day. And but the main thing is to get it cleaned, because until we get it cleaned, we can't put basically any tables, chairs, or anything in there that any community members might want to use to be there, to be in that hub and enjoy that space. So,
yeah, we're almost there. Like with this cleaning, it's looking great, kind of thing. So, what I always, and it goes back to when the young lady wanted to rezone to have a wedding barn in Herdville. Right away, I started thinking, well, wouldn't the Broadbent Church just be a perfect little venue for people who want that old-fashioned wedding kind of thing? It'd be great to see weddings happening there. So whether we can promote it that way somehow or another, that we would rent it out for that, and then you could use the community center here, and come back to the community center and up our rates, because a lot of people have money, and so a package deal, you can utilize the church and then come here and utilize the community center for a fee. So how we would promote it, I don't know. I'm sure there's all sorts of sites, if people want to get married, venues, and so I'm sure a lot of people would love an old-fashioned setting like that with the river and the falls in the background. So
for pictures.
Eh?
For pictures.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Photo ops.
It's completely unique. Just the whole workmanship that's gone into that building 100 years ago, and just the setting of it. There's not too many places like that in Ontario that have such a unique, quite a beautiful, everything about it, like the workmanship and the setting. So.
And why was the cemetery there at the base of the falls? Well, think about it, back in log driving days. Well, that was part of the historical. They did have, the unmarked graves from the loggers. Kind of thing, the ones that weren't surviving coming down the falls, that's why it was there. The first ground they could dig 6 foot deep, kind of thing. So it's just that history alone. I don't know if you want to advertise that, but it's just makes it unique as part of history. That's a very big part of
history. On the way down the river.
Well, I think they got very where they wanted.